you were talking about various types of buildings on a farm. What did you use? You mentioned the barn. What did you use the barn for?
Well,
on your farm.
Back before tractors come out, generally that's where you kept your horses or mules, whichever one you used.
Mm-hmm.
And usually there was a side or standoff on the side that you store your tools and equipment in.
Mm-hmm.
And one side may also be your crib.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, above be your hay and your mules down underneath.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of a building that where you stored grain in general, maybe not necessarily just corn, but any type of grain?
Yes, referred to as a storage, grain storage bin.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard some people call something like that a granary?
Not in the individual farms. A granary is something kind of consolidated for several types of grain, you know, might be handled through.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And when farmers were cutting out in their fields, talking about the hay, before they baled it, how did they handle it? What did they do with the hay before they baled it? After they'd cut it, they'd do what?
You're speaking of what kind of hay? Grass hay?
Yeah.
Generally rows of hay, after they raked it into rows of hay.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come along with a baler.
Mm-hmm.
This is kind of more in the modern time though.
Mm-hmm.
Back when I was very young, about all the hay that was baled was what they call peanut hay.
Mm-hmm.
And it was hauled to a press.
Mm-hmm.
And the press made the bales of hay from there.
Did farmers back then ever just stack the hay into a...
in the field and leave it?
Mm-hmm.
No, not back then.
Mm-hmm.
They would generally bale it and then haul it and put it in their barns or wherever their storage were.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen big haystacks out on farms, what I'm talking about?
Well, in the, you know, say the last 20 years I have, but before that you would seldom see anything like this.
Mm-hmm.
They would house it.
Mm-hmm. Those things, were they usually real broad at the bottom and kind of taper toward the top? Was that about the general size of a haystack?
The shape of a haystack? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, remember, back several years ago, they used to stack their peanuts.
Mm-hmm.
They called this a peanut stack.
Mm-hmm.
And they would take these stacks then. I don't know if you've ever seen them.
Mm-hmm.
But they'd take these stacks, and they would have a peanut picker in a central location.
Mm-hmm.
And they would haul the peanuts from the stack to the peanut picker.
Mm-hmm.
And then they would have a baler behind, adjacent to the peanut picker, where they bale the hay from as it come out of the back of the peanut picker.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
This is the way it was done.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen a place for maybe sheltering hay or storing hay outside the barn? It might consist of about four poles with a roof on the top of the poles. Have you ever seen anything like
mm-hmm.
that? Is there any particular name for that?
Well, about on one I know would be a hay shed.
Hay shed? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Was there any particular name for the cart that was used to bring in the hay from the field?
Wagon.
Just a wagon. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard the word hay rack?
I've heard the word hay rack, but the way we used that word was, you know, like if you drop hay down into a rack for cattle to eat and stuff like this.
Mm-hmm. Is there anything else that you would call those things that maybe cattle or hogs eat out of?
Trough.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any special names for maybe small piles of hay that have been raked up in the field?